Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue a message I've entitled Restoring Vision. And we are looking at God's Word. We're looking at a scripture found in Proverbs, which is where there is no vision, that's Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And we've looked at the meaning in a corporate sense, and we've been moving on now to look what that means on an individual basis, an individual level, that we need vision for our own personal lives. We have the guidance of the Word of God. That's true for every child of God. However, there are dreams, there are visions, if you will. For example, and by this I mean not just a supernatural vision where you're transported to the heavenlies or whatever, but a vision, say, like, I have a vision to work with children. I have a vision to work with the homeless. That means that God's placed a desire in your heart. He's given you some thoughts, some dreams, and that's something you'd like to pursue because it fills you with a sense of excitement. That's how you know the Lord's in it, because there is a joy that comes recognizing the will of God. So we need vision, which is the act or power of seeing into the spiritual realm, understanding the communication of the Spirit of God to our hearts. And it's very interesting. In Scripture, the eye, the physical eye of mankind, it's illustrative of the mind. In other words, there's a comparison that is made. And we can find this in the New Testament, the very words of Jesus. Remember in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 22, Jesus said, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light." What is he talking about here? Well, obviously, he's not talking in the light of the body is the eye. That's true in the sense of just natural vision, but he's going beyond that. The light of The light of the body is the eye. And if thine eye be single, there he is going into the spiritual realm and understanding of God's purposes, God's principles, as applied to your personal life. He says your whole body shall be full of light. In other words, if it's not single, if we're looking around at all sorts of other things, temptations of the world or of our own flesh, the devil, if we're caught up in things that don't relate to the purposes of God, then we're not seeing well. He says, you know, and then I think it goes on. I don't have my Bible open to that passage, but if that light be darkness, how great is that darkness? And so he also is referred to as the light of the world. Jesus is light. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And so in a natural sense, obviously, God formed the eye. Many times, and Jesus did this a lot in parables, he took spiritual principles and used physical examples to help us understand, to help his disciples, to help the multitudes understand. God created us in his image and likeness. He formed the very body of Adam out of the dust of the earth. And he formed the eye, did he not? Proverbs 20 and 12 said, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made both of them." And then there's a passage in Proverbs 15:30, the light of the eye rejoices the heart. Now, that's not just true in a physical sense. I mean, we love things of beauty. You might look at a beautiful bouquet of flowers, for example, or a really fine woodworking project if you're a guy. That what we see with our eyes can bring happiness to us, but also in a spiritual dimension, the revelation we have, the vision, if you will, of the eye, of the inside eye, it can bring great happiness and fulfillment to us. And now, so it's an exciting thing. We need to get with the Lord and find out, what is He speaking to our hearts? What are the things that rejoice our heart? And that's a good way of telling you. That's the way God wants you to proceed. If there is a spiritual delight in doing God's will. Obviously, there's not going to be happiness or delight in doing something that's opposed to the Word of God, in case some of you are going there. No, that's what delights your heart, but it would not delight the heart of the Lord. It's only with the righteousness and the liberty that is in Christ Jesus. All right, well, let's stop for a moment and look at, if we don't have that vision, if you feel just kind of dull and lethargic and without purpose in terms of a spiritual purpose, oh yes, you know you're supposed to love God and serve Him until your dying day. You understand that. But in terms of specific things, we need specific guideposts, if you will, specific things to get somewhere. For example, if you're in a car and you need to go to Arizona. Well, for example, you're going to have to follow the signs, the street signs, the freeway signs in order to get there. You just can't head off and not have an idea of how to get there. So it's important that. Many times we understand now that battles and sorrows and troubles and grief can cloud over our vision. We get so absorbed, we get so consumed by the trials, and I'm not making light of the trials. I've been there in my own life where you can barely keep your head above water, if you will. And that itself, the sorrows, the troubles, the battles, that can be a reason for our spiritual eyesight or vision growing dim or faint. And then also, you know, it's also possible on the other end, with an abundance of blessings, we're prospering wonderfully, excessively, it's just everything is going well, that sometimes, again, we can lose sight of our spiritual vision, where God wants us to go. And that's why I think the writer of Proverbs says, don't give me, feed me with food that's convenient. Don't give me more than I can handle, basically, lest I leave the way, lest I offend you. And so we need that balance. Job said in chapter 17, verse 7, mine eye is also dim. See that mine eye, not just his physical eye, it's also dim by reason of sorrow, and all my members are as a shadow. Psalm 6 and 7 says, this is the Living Bible, my eyes are growing old and dim with the grief because of all my enemies. And another passage from Psalm 31 and 9, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Obviously, that's not the psalmist's physical eye. It's his inner eye. It's his revelation. It's his understanding. It's his vision. It's consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. In fact, he says, it's every part of me, soul, body, spirit, everything. Lord, please have mercy upon me, for I am in trouble. Thank God we have another passage that says the Lord is a very present help in the time of trouble. So, the good news, if we call out unto the Lord, we can't make things happen. I mean, there are certain things God expects of us, but the things we can't do, God has to step in, and He opens our eyesight naturally and spiritually. Psalm 146 and 8 says, "The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind." That's what Jesus came to do. There are miracles of healing still occurring around the globe today. They never stopped from the time of Jesus. Those that are physically sightless can receive their sight and their vision. But this also refers, as I've been emphasizing, the spiritual vision. In 2 Kings 6 and 17, remember that familiar passage? I trust Elisha prayed, and it says, "God opened the eyes of the young man, his servant, to see the mountain that was surrounding them, the mountains full of horses and chariots of fire." He just saw the natural. He just saw the warriors all in their chariots and ready to attack. And see, Elisha, even though he could have seen that, he was a man of God and knew that when God spoke, there was going to be victory. So God enlightens our understanding, and when He opens our eyes, spiritual understanding or illumination does come. Ezra 9 and 8 says, "And now a little space hath been shewed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in His holy place, that God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage." In other words, give hope, give purpose, give vision, give a direction to go in. And then Psalm 119 and 18 says, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law, out of the word of God." We'll never come to the end of understanding and the revelation that will come from God's words. And so, beloved, revival will come when the heart of the individual saint, when each one of us become consumed with a love for Jesus, out of which will flow every manner of good works. He will give the vision. He fitly frames us all together for His glory, that we can be the true body of Christ, working in different aspects, different arenas, but working together to preach the gospel. You know, there was a song I mentioned this a time or two in past broadcasts. "I still have a vision of Jesus." I don't know if the brother composed or played it on the piano, but "I still have a vision of Jesus. I still believe His word can be fulfilled in a church just like the first on the day of Pentecost, and greater things shall He do." Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. My time has slipped away. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.